Buffy, an angel, man. I love that show.
Content of this meeting is being sent to a third party. That's odd.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
Oh, because we're live.
Yeah. It's slowly going, but it's going. Redirecting.
Hi, we're live.
Are we though? Are we though? There we
I
go.
didn't say we're alive. I said we're live.
We're
I don't
getting
see
there.
us. I don't see us as live yet.
Now I do.
There's a delay, remember?
I know, but
Mm.
okay. We had
Hi,
two.
hi people. Can you tell we just came off break?
For real.
We are proof it That
only takes 30 days to forget how to do everything that you do on a regular basis. If you don't do
did
it for
not
30
feel like a
days,
break.
it did
That
not.
felt like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I don't okay. Now I can see us as live, so uh-oh,
And we'll
something.
just let
Oh, okay, never
a
mind.
few people trickle on in. This is
You're
a new
here,
time for
and if you're
us.
here this early, you know that this is the normal fuckery that is our intro, so I'm not even gonna bother apologizing at this point.
Know, I watch other people's lives when they get started and they're letting people come in. They're so like
Put
collected and
together. Yeah, they're
together
together.
and
And we're just like, what the fuck is going on?
wait, we're
We don't
doing
know.
what?
Everything is pure chaos.
What's that button do?
Oh, dude. Oh, Tammy is here.
Hello, Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hello, hello. So at
Oh.
least one person got the message that we're starting at a different time now.
Yes. Oh,
Yeah.
yes. We decided to do it an hour earlier.
Yeah, some of But
us
it's
have
going to
to
be like
cook.
this for now on, right?
Yes. Yes. This is our new time for the foreseeable future. I don't want to say forever because we change things, but life happens. But for right now, this is what we're doing. And yeah,
Yes,
so
for the foreseeable future.
this is the first episode of season 9. We've
And
been
our
around
fourth
for a minute.
year.
Our fourth year. Why? Okay, every year we forget exactly what our podcast birth date is. And there's really no reason why, because we like have to refigure it out every year. But we know it's in February sometimes. So happy birthday
Yeah, I
to
thought it
us.
was January 5th.
No, okay, yeah, we went through this. We've went through this so many times that I
We
don't
go
think
through this
anybody.
every year, I
Every
know.
year. So we created the idea in January, but it was either our first recording or something like that that happened in a February. And so that's the actual birth date of it, because I think that was our first recording, because we used to record, we didn't do lives.
Basically, we consummated in January
That
and we gave
is the
birth.
weirdest way to put that.
That sounds so weird.
Fucking consummated. Oh, God. Anyway, so this is kind of like our season premiere slash happy birthday to us slash we got big announcements Yes. slash we're gonna do some reflections episode. It should be a fun one. It's gonna be super fun. So.
Yeah. Let's kick off with a hello. Hello.
What's up,
Yeah, I guess.
everybody? Oh yeah, I think part of this was we were kind of supposed to like reintroduce ourselves a little bit too, because we've got a lot of new followers. Yes.
And
Well,
hopefully by first of
reintroducing
all,
ourselves, you guys will want to be a little more chatty, get to know us, talk, chat,
yeah,
say some stuff.
and thank you, everybody. We have surpassed our 2,000 subscribers point. So thank you very, very much. That was very exciting to see.
Yeah,
Thanks.
for liking, for sharing, for interacting, all that good stuff. Because we are now at
Yeah.
200
2,000.
or 2,040 almost.
And if you didn't see our short, it was marked with our first official God-fearing comment.
With
In
fan
our
passions.
trying, yes, I felt real. I felt real. I was like, we're in the big leagues now.
She's like, that's the validation we needed right
We
there.
needed that
We're
right there. That was just.
Yeah. And when my husband came home that day, I was like, we're now on the radar of the online Christians. And he was like, D what does that mean?
That means we've made it.
I was
We
like,
have
we're getting
made it.
noticed.
We
We're
have
getting
totally
noticed.
made it. What we have people quoting Bible.
There's buzz in these YouTube streets.
On the YouTube, on the
Yeah, man.
internet. Yeah.
And just don't forget, we have that wall of shame that we're gonna start utilizing that now that we get more of those, because we invariably get little ones and stuff like that, but that one was like the
So for those of you
best.
who are not aware of what the wall of shame was, that was on Instagram. We've really pretty much moved away from Instagram. So our
Yeah.
new
Fuck
quote
Instagram.
unquote wall will probably will be TikTok and the Facebook shorts. So
Because TikTok
which is
loved
fine
our
because
wall
that's
of
just as fun,
shame.
if not more fun.
Also, how funny is it that we've kind of like turned a different cheek on TikTok? Because that's another thing that we can kind of talk about today is some of our stances that have changed or
Well, we
haven't
haven't.
changed.
At least I haven't. I have not turned my ch
She
I
said,
have.
no, let's still fuck TikTok all day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What I have done is say, you want to pay me attention and perhaps help me make some money? Go for it. Never turn that away. Wouldn't have turned it away last year either. Just not going to
Exactly.
give it the credit because there is no credit due.
Yes. I mean, it's actually as dumb as it can be. My stance has changed a little because it's like, wow, people actually look at us on TikTok and they're like, oh, we're gonna go to their YouTube, and they find us amazing. So thanks for you, TikTok, Witch Corner.
I'll tell you where I have changed on TikTok, even though I still am not on TikTok
Me
myself,
either.
as the bitchy witchies we are, but I am not. However, fortunately enough, they post a lot of their stuff on Facebook too, a lot of these creators. And so I very much appreciate my peeps who represent on TikTok because there's some badass videos from them. Yes, I am old. I'm talking about the Gen Xers,
Yeah, youngins, that
you youngins. I like
didn't help.
watching Gen X TikTok, okay? Like,
Well, I'm trying to help.
I do. I love Gen X TikTok and like Xennial, my gap, since I'm in that weird gap of millennial and Gen X. So I really love watching our shit talking to the younger generation. No offense, sorry guys, but I love that shit. I love it.
So, do we
Oh yeah,
want to
we're
do
the bitchy
some?
witchies.
So, yeah, I think, do we want to? I guess we'll kind of do an overall intro to who we are as a trio, and then we can kind of break off and reintroduce ourselves. Do you want to start, Bella?
I am Bella Luna. I am one third of the bitchy witchies. I am the oldest of the crew. And have been practicing for, I think I don't even know now, 30 plus years, I guess now. I said 25 for the longest time, but I realized that that was like 10 years ago, so I probably need to up my math a little bit.
Gonna make me
But it's been a
math.
while. I'm the middle child. Even though I'm the oldest, because I'm not super bitchy, but I'm also not super nice. So I'm the middle child.
Are you implying
Except
I'm the
Gypsy.
mean one?
I didn't say
Oh, that's funny.
you want to go next?
So, okay, so all you guys I'm sure everybody knows who I am, but because people go back and forth with my name,
Sorry.
a lot of you guys know me as Mountain Gypsy. But I think from now on, I'll just go with my regular everyday name, Brandy. I'm actually like middle between Hestia and Bella. I'm the middle because I'm older than Hestia, but younger than Bella. And I have been practicing for 27 years. I had to do the math. So 27. And I'm a mommy of two really spirited teenagers. So
Spirited. That's a good way to put it.
I don't know how
Yeah.
else to say it, but spirited, amazing children. And I've been married for, oh shit, 18 years this year. So, but yeah, I'm the nicer one of us three. I will be mean in a polite kind of way, unless you catch me on a really bad day. So that's
She'll
all.
talk shit about you and you won't even know that she did it because it came out so nice.
Exactly. There you
And
go.
directly to you. She's not shady. She's gonna say something to you, in the nicest, sweetest way. And me and Bella are gonna read it and laugh because we know what she really just said to you.
Yeah, I was trained to be politely, professionally rude, and a lot of people actually don't get that except for my close friends and people who grew up with me. So you may think I'm being super nice to you, but I'm really not. So now that you know that now, like, yes, you know me as Mountain Gypsy, but everything is gonna from now on be with my original, all of my actual name, Brandy. So that leads to Hestia.
Hi. I'm actually the nicest one here. I don't know what they're implying. I have never had a bad interaction with any of our followers.
Let me move. Then let me finish
Let me
straight.
interject and explain why. That's because she immediately starts texting and says, "You guys need to answer this, or I'm going to go off on this person."
What do you need to do it? Or we're gonna lose people. Oh.
Okay, so actually, I am probably the most aggressive person here against
Oh.
my will. It's not my fault. I'm gonna take the easy cop out and blame it on astrology because I'm also the astrology nerd of the group. I'm a Sag rising, so enjoy the aggressiveness and the jokes and the dramaticism that comes from that. That's most of my personality. But okay, so I am the baby of the group. I'm the youngest, though I probably act the oldest. I act like an old evil lady. I've been practicing for about almost 6 years now, or something like that, 5 or 6 years. I don't math well, but yeah, I'm like, I don't know. I don't really know
Want to
what else
say
to say.
I want to say that the Bitchy Witchies, it is predominantly the three of us. We do have a small circle of very,
Yes.
very close ties, friends, loved ones that will occasionally do guest videos, come on and do guest appearances in our episodes. So that's Jason Altier Duquesne. He is a brother from Manadamada, and we have my husband Clark. I was going to call him Clark Darkfang, who has, by the way, just started his own channel. He's a Wolfarian, and so we do have a few people, that you're going to hear about occasionally or see occasionally as well.
To continue with some shout outs of this close family we got, we have Charisma, who
Yes.
hopefully will be on a few times this season because it's been a while and we love and miss her. It's always a good time. We have Auntie Pan
Pan
Pan, who you can
Pan.
find on Instagram. She does readings and stuff. She's freaking great. We love her.
Yes.
We can't forget Mishi. She's been on quite a bit. She's
Our
always a
ghost
good time.
adventurer.
I'm trying to think. I hope that I'm not forgetting anybody. If I am, it's not out of spite. But
So,
yeah.
in other words, we do, you know, once we embrace you as part of our family, you know, we really truly want to be able to share your knowledge, their knowledge as well when they're willing to, so that you truly get a full breadth of exposure to different practices and belief systems and such.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we have
And
anything else we
so,
want to talk about before getting into our subjects?
yeah. And just kind of overall as a group, we wanted to do this because we were seeing a lot of fluff. We knew what was going to come with the fad and everything, and we just wanted to offer the counterpoints to that. And we didn't want to have to tone it down. A lot of people really have to have everything in like this neat little PC shell. It has to be perfect. You can't say anything wrong. We openly say that we are not perfect. You know, we strive to be better, but you know, there's going to be times where somebody needs to do some personal growth, and we're all on that path. Like that's kind of all what we're doing. Just, you know. We're going to transition into kind of reflecting on some of our older episodes because a lot of, well, our whole first season and maybe even the second, there was no video. It was all audio podcast. And so we wanted to reflect on that. And as we do, you know, I'm sure a couple people might go back and listen and you're going to hear some differences. You know, there's been a lot of change. Probably most notably with me, I used to be very, very much louder and more aggressive than I am now. But that happens. And that was just kind of what we wanted. We wanted to show you the real, what it really looked like without having to be polished and perfected for social media. This is just real, raw, uncut. We're normal people living our life, and that we just happen to be practitioners.
Yes. So, any other announcements or things that we want to talk about before we get into
Do we want to discuss why we put replacements in the title?
Yeah,
Let's go
so
there.
now after I've done all this
Okay.
introducing of
Okay.
myself, I also have to announce that Hestia is exiting stage left. I will be being replaced by Angel, who is also me. Sorry,
I
I'm so extra about
digress.
this. But okay, so here's the thing. When I first started doing this, I was very much in the broom closet. Nobody knew except my husband and these two. So, and at the time, I lived in a situation where coming out of it really would have affected me having a roof over my head at the time. So it was really scary, and I had to keep hidden. It was a cause of great stress for me. But as things have progressed over the years, you know, there's been more conversations, there's been visits, and like they got to ask questions, and there we just had respectable conversations, and now there's a lot more understanding. I am no longer in the broom closet. I came out to all of my friends, and everybody in my family who needs to know knows. So I no longer have to hide behind the name. As far as my business, with astrology and stuff like that, nothing's changing. That's still very much the identity of my work. That's how I came into this. It's fine. But yeah, so from now on, you guys can just call me Angel because that's my name. Like that's what everybody calls me. So yeah, now you actually get to know who I really am, kind of a little bit. Yep.
Or Angelus, if she's ever being, you know, crotchety.
Oh,
Whatever works.
yes. So that's why we put replacements in the title along with reflections. So everybody knows she has completely exited her Hestia name, and now everybody just call me Brandy since, you know, it gets
Bella's like, I'm
flip-flopped.
still Bella.
But nobody look at me. Bella is Bella. I have had this pseudonym since I want to say 2005, 2004. It's as much a part of my identity as everything else about me.
I just
Yes.
know there's going to be people that it's going to be hard for them to make the switch because I've been Hestia to them for so long.
Yes. And
For
Dina.
some people, like almost like 6 years, like it's been a while. Like I've been using that name since day one.
Yes. Well, and I mean, when
Well,
you
welcome,
told us.
Angel. Welcome to the family.
Hi.
Yes. And see,
Hi,
when
I'm
you.
Angel. I'm the baby of the group. I'm sorry. I'm not
I'm
gonna do
so
a whole
sure she
new
had to come
intro.
on with like a whole new accent and everything, but like she.
Yeah, but she said it was a fucking Boston
No,
accent. She wanted
I'm
me to come on with a Bo
Angel.
Oh, I'm supposed to be Southern now.
Oh.
Don't even know how to say Angel in a Boston accent. Well, I don't even want to. No, look, listen. If we have any listeners in Boston, bye, because I know you're about to leave. But hear me. The Boston accent is the most atrocious thing I have ever heard in my fucking life. And if you say my name in that accent, I am going to throat punch you.
I don't even know how it would it anyway.
Yeah, anyways, but no, she was saying that because I have a whole new personality, I'm supposed to, or person, a name, I have to have a new personality to go with it. So, but for some reason it had a Boston accent. That made no sense. And then it came out that I had to tell them, like, also no, because I can't do accents well. It would sound like I was making fun of people when I wasn't, though if it was Boston, I might have been, but
Oh, yeah.
bye all of our Boston subscribers. I'm just kidding, by the way.
Yeah, see, and like,
I have a dry, messed up sense of humor. So if you're new here, I apologize. Not really.
and see, when you came out to tell us that you were going to go by your name, I was like, wow, maybe I should just make it easier because I know people like everybody here flip-flops between calling me my real name and Mountain Gypsy. So it's like it goes back and forth, and I'm sure people are like, what the fuck? I was like, all right, cool. Hestia's got a, you know, Angel has now arrived. I'm just gonna say just call me this now too. That's it now. Make
I'm not gonna
everybody
lie
laugh.
though. I'm not gonna lie though. It is still a little weird. It probably just because it's new, like today's day one, so it's kind of weird. But
I
yeah.
mean, you're still gonna
Well,
see her
so
business stuff. It's still gonna be Hestia's, you know,
yeah.
astrology, but
So
on here she is now Angel.
what are we gonna talk about today as our premiere episode of season 9?
Well, we're supposed to be reflecting on our older seasons, and we had some, man, I'm telling you, some of them first seasons, oh, I so wish we had video. I so wish we had had video because those conversations were just amazing and fun. And listen, the way we used to do our episodes, right, is we would record, and some of those recordings would be like 3 hours long.
Especially
And
the
then we,
first
and then
two seasons.
yeah, and that's how we would do it, and then we would edit it and post it, and we did very minimal editing. We didn't like edit what we said per se. We just edited out like dead air, but we would have really long episodes. I think some of them were like 2 hours, and we would just have the best conversations. So if you guys get an opportunity, you should go back and listen to them. But I think we're just going to bring up some of our favorite memories from our
So
earlier
really
season.
quickly though, there's a couple of things that I have to say about the first couple of seasons. So first of all, when you listen back, we're gonna sound a lot more eloquent because she says we didn't edit too much, but we
But
edited
we did.
enough to make us sound a little bit more eloquent. So there's a lot less ums and and
And
hesitation.
my high ass being like, huh?
Bella and I took days to edit things back then to make sure we sounded somewhat professional.
Yeah. So you will know that difference because obviously we can't edit when we're live. So there's that. The other is that our first couple of seasons, we were still kind of feeling it around, you know, how many episodes should we do? What does constitute a season? And so I think the first two seasons, we only had 10 episodes per season,
Yeah.
and we
We
were
thought we were
putting out
Netflix.
episodes. Yeah. We thought we were Netflix. And I think we did like an episode every week. So that's why we're on season 9 when we've only been doing this for 4 years. It's because we had like a million seasons per year the first couple of years.
We had like two and a half,
So
what, the first year, and like two
yeah,
and a half.
so you will notice that too. So, you know, just yeah, I think that's basically it. Yeah.
So who wants to
So
talk about their favorite memory
we sound
first?
smarter and we were shorter.
I have quite a few, but like my first favorite one is it was our second season when we had someone our first guest outside of our friend group, and we had Jake Richardson on.
Oh, yeah.
I absolutely love that because first of all, it actually turned into, instead of a whole interview, it was a funny because it just turned into like a whole gossip story fest. Because he was talk we were all talking about different stuff, and he was talking about him and his partner, and we just ended up having a whole gossip fest. So that was actually really funny to edit for me, because I had to
Yeah.
cut out like
He was
we had to
a
cut
great
two and a half
guest.
hours of just us having a talk fest, because we really didn't get a lot of questions in. But that was really fun because it was someone like outside of our friends group, our very first actual outside friends group, person, like guest on our show. So that one was really awesome, especially since, I had already read his first book and followed him for a while, and I was like, like,
Fangirling.
yes, like I didn't expect us him to respond to our request to come on, and like, sure enough, it was like, yes,
We
of
were
course.
I mean, we're not a huge channel still, but we certainly weren't back then.
Yeah,
No.
no, I think we were only like maybe had hit 200 something followers. We weren't even close to a
We weren't
thousand at
even
the time.
close.
Like
No, not even close. Yeah.
we'd even told him like, we're not huge, we're not big, and he didn't care. And he came on, and
Yeah.
like it was fun because him and his partner lived in this area where I'm at. So like it was like fun talking about Appalachian stuff around here that like made sense to me, and like to be able to share it with everybody else.
Speaking of Pan Pan, that was definitely the very first time that she joined us
Yes.
was definitely one of my favorite episodes. First of
I think
all,
that's my favorite
she's
guest. I think that was my favorite
yeah.
guest episode. I mean, like that's that episode, the very first Pan Pan episode. If you have not listened to it,
You
absolutely go watch
do.
that one. I cannot recommend another video higher, I don't think. That was just such a good time. It was such a good time.
It
Oh,
was, it
that
was, it was.
was.
It was nice to chat with another Gen Xer, so that was cool. We had a lot of we grew up in the same place, same area, doing the same things. But where we grew up is Los Angeles, so Los Angeles isn't exactly a little hick town, so we had no clue who each other was. We never, I mean, even though we literally ran in the same circles, we never ran into each other. We never met each other. But still, that
Yeah.
was but yeah, but she was hilarious. She is hilarious. And so, you know, she is, I believe, hopefully going to be coming on to one or two of our episodes for this season. But that was definitely one of my favorite episodes.
Do you know
Yeah,
what
that was.
season that was? I want to give them the exact. I want to think, I say it was, I think it was one of our second season because that's when we started
It was
branching
definitely
out.
second season. It wasn't first season
Yeah,
because I had
because
gone through.
all of our first season guests
It
were our
was
little
episode
group.
9, season 2, episode 9.
Yeah. Pan
Yeah, we
Pan.
talked about TikTok.
Yeah, we were talking about TikTok and Witch Talk. Yeah.
The
Definitely
title
go
was
check that out.
TikTok, Witch Talk, what the fuck? That's what
Hey,
we had planned again,
and
Ben.
listen, if you are here from TikTok, because I know that we have followers that came from TikTok, listen, if you somehow landed on us, you can't possibly be the people we're talking about. I mean, I guess you could be, but the odds are you're at least heading in a semi-reasonable direction. Like, I'm not here to tell you where the answers to everything, but if you're landing on places that are going to overlap with like us or Pan Pan or a few other people, who are on social media, you're in a good area. So, I think that if you are here from TikTok, you should definitely still check out that episode because we point out the reasons that we have the feelings we have about TikTok. So,
And bear
yeah.
in mind, I mean, like I said before, I don't think I will ever fully embrace the TikTok witch talk whole vibe in terms of I will never agree with anybody saying that that is the one sole place that you should go to for information. I'll never agree with that.
Yeah. But that's for
However,
anything.
at the time, well, exactly, but at the time especially, it was blowing up in the most horrendous trendy fashion and
Negative
really
way.
dummying down what was already being dummied down, because that's what happens when anything becomes a fad. When anything becomes a fad, it's really skimmed over and overgeneralized and oversimplified. And TikTok took that to a whole new level, and that's and not in a good way.
Yeah, because I
And
mean,
and so that's what, yeah,
yeah,
that's what that episode really talked
because
about.
they got really big during the pandemic, and there was so much train wrecks on there. That's why, I decided to put us on there just to get us out there, and in doing that, I made myself like fall down the rabbit holes to see what we could address and stuff, and like. A lot of it really was nothing but everybody arguing about who's right, who's wrong. But like Hestia said, if you've come across us on TikTok and Pan Pan and a few other people, like, thank you. Thank you for actually paying attention to us and like coming to our YouTube channel and watching what we have and following us. And like Bella said, are we the all almighty knowing? No, but we're gonna tell you we're not. We're not gonna
Right.
sit there and argue with you that what we say and do is the final word.
Now, one of the things that is probably going to be different this year is that even though we do have a somewhat of a presence now on TikTok, we still don't have a really huge presence on TikTok, and but we're gonna try to change that up a little bit,
Yeah.
and put out a little bit more than just
Our ads.
advertisements.
Yeah. Just a little more because I mean, you guys obviously have paid attention when we come across your page because I've seen all the view numbers and it's freaking awesome. And I've noticed some of the people that have liked the video have come and subscribed to our channel, which is fantastic. Or we've had interaction on there with things I didn't know this, or this is a great topic, or we've had some people give us topics from TikTok.
Give us
So
suggestions, yeah.
thanks to you guys, and I guess I'll keep making sure you guys see some stuff.
I will say that I listened back. I was a little hesitant, but I listened back to some of the episodes from season 1. And it's no joke. We sound like we were doing this for the first time. Like, we really did not know what we were doing. It's not like we all had special locations. I probably did an episode from every single chair in this house, in every single room in this house,
Me
just
too.
looking for a place where I would just, and plus, we weren't on camera, so it was a little easier to do. But audio wasn't that great. We still kind of mess up with audio sometimes, but I think we've gotten overall, a little bit better with our audio. But a lot of times audio wasn't that great, and honestly, it was the editing that helped us. You just don't realize how messed up we
Days,
really
like
were.
I said, it would take whoever was editing that week. It took us days to just make sure it was better. Oh,
We sounded like we weren't tripping over ourselves.
right? I'm like, and like Angel said, our personalities, a lot of us have changed. Because I know when we first started, I was kind of quiet. Like I was kind of quiet and just like had very few things to say because I didn't know how to jump in, or I didn't want to stumble on somebody, or I didn't know if I should say what I was gonna say. So I've become more talkative and boisterous, I guess you could
Yes.
because I was going through shit this week and I was like, why did I say this? Why did I open my mouth on this? I have so much to say on this. So I've noticed that I've had more confidence since the first two seasons.
Yeah,
What
she's
was your
gotten
favorite
louder.
episode?
I've gotten a little quieter. Mine?
Miss,
I don't
yes.
know if I don't know if I have a favorite episode. There are just some memories that I think are absolutely hilarious. So one is literally our second episode ever, season one, episode two, where I discussed an encounter I had on Amino, which should have been a sign that Amino is a hellhole and I will never go back. But no, I stayed around for a while. Anyways, so this person on Amino had messaged me, and if actually, you know what? If you go on our Instagram and scroll back far enough that you can see the messages and the pictures from this, because I have photo evidence. There is photo evidence on our Instagram that this happened. And again, if you want to listen to it, it's season one, episode two. So this guy basically was messaging me and being really inappropriate on Amino. And at first, I thought he was just a regular douche, but Bella kind of had a point. And it was like, yeah, he's definitely the douche, but he obviously has some, he's definitely of one of us, or else he wouldn't have been able to do what he did. And so if you can't tell, the name or the name of that episode was Cultural Appropriation and Astral Molestation. And yeah, that's basically what it was. Like, this dude basically like astrally was harassing me. And I don't know, should I tell them what happened again, or should I just let them go listen?
Yeah. Well,
Okay.
yeah, just give us synopsis.
So yeah, basically this guy was messaging me being inappropriate, and I was kind of like not, I was an admin at the time, so I was trying to kind of get him to say keywords so that I could get him kicked out, but also I wasn't playing into it inappropriately either. He very much knew that I was not feeling him, like that's not what it was. And he just kept at it, and then I don't know if he had got blocked first or if this happened first, but I was sitting in my bed and all of a sudden like something hit my face. And my glasses, and I took my glasses off, and there was like this sticky liquid on my glasses. And on my, I touched it and it was sticky and it had no smell or nothing. Like, I just remember being like, what is this and where did it come from? Because I'm literally inside, I'm in an apartment. So there's nothing leaking, there's nothing happening. I'm just like, what just happened? And he like kept messaging me saying like that was me, that was me. And I'm just like totally grossed out at the time. So I start like, cleansing my space, doing what I need to do, going into like workings and stuff. And like nothing else happened, but it was just very, what the fuck did you just do, bitch?
Was astral jizz.
Yes. Yes. That was just, oh my God, that was just a whole.
That was the crazy, that is still to this day the craziest shit that has ever happened since I have started fucking around with this. And I don't like it. And if I ever see him in real life, fuck this, fuck the metaphysical world. I'm going to beat your ass. Your mother will not recognize you, sir. I'm going to hurt you.
I don't even think I still have the picture that you sent of
I don't
your
even know who it
glasses.
was. That is an empty threat. I do not know who it was. Do not come for me. I really don't know who it was. It was some random person on Amino. I have no clue who that person was. However, that conversation, I think there is a picture of like his face on his little
Profile.
icon or something on there. But yeah, like I have no clue who that gross person was.
Nope.
So, moral of the story is don't be an astral pervert.
No, please
That's
don't.
just wrong. That's just wrong. I was so new to this world too, so my naive ass was like, what's happening?
And she's texting us, telling us all this stuff, and
I'm
we're like,
talking
what?
to them and they're probably over there cracking up like this bitch just, oh my God.
Just, I
I'm
don't.
like, this can't be for real, right? Like this can't, I've never read nothing about this shit. Where's the books on this shit? Maybe I should write it, huh?
The books on astral jizz. I can't find it.
I guess I need to write a book on how to survive astral molestation. This is what you
Oh,
do next.
dude, right? That whole episode was just
Chaos. It was fucking
me out.
chaos. First of all, it was season one, so you know it was chaos. Then, like I said, I was really aggressive, and cultural appropriation was a big discussion at the time, like just in every aspect, not just in the witch world. So everybody was like really tense about it, and so it made me extra angry. I'm pretty sure I yelled a lot in that episode, so maybe skip that
Yeah, there was a lot of yelling and
Yeah.
fuck yourself a lot of that.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really
You'll appreciate new calm Angel versus season one Hestia, I promise.
see,
So
cause
season two, we actually did a two-parter
episodes on our on relationships and witchcraft.
That
And
made me feel hella awkward.
we got to talk about our own partners. Two of us were married at the time. One of us, me, still boyfriend, he is now my husband. But so we actually, on the second part of that two-parter, we actually brought them on. And so that was pretty fun. You got to
And
get a
you can tell
glimpse of our
100%, and you can tell 100%, my husband did not want to be there. It was very much against his will. I think he said about five words. Then on top of it, we both got felt hella awkward because one of their horny ass husbands started talking about some shit, and I'm just like, ugh. I'm over there making anxiety noises.
was
funny.
It was actually really fun because like I got to hear things from him that I had never heard, and it actually opened him up to asking and being more questioning and learning after that. Like, I mean, as you guys know, when nowadays he like always asking about this or that or learning about it, like that episode actually opened it up more here. Instead of him being,
Awesome.
oh, she's just over there in the corner being weird.
Yeah, and
So.
at the time, my husband was still very standoffish about what I do. So he was already kind of like about that, and then on top of it to come on a podcast and talk about it, and he was like, I don't. He did not really want to. He just kind of did it because he loves me and he'll do things that I ask him to do. But now, like that was years ago. So like now it's very different. He is much calmer with it. He's okay with it. He'll crack jokes about it. Yeah, I think if he and I think as far as the podcast, I think he'd be open to talking more now too, because he's just more comfortable with the topic. Like I was mentioning earlier, like his side of the family, they're very religious. So he grew up kind of like about what I do, and it was very difficult. It took years for him to get comfortable with it.
Yeah, dude, because like it was really was a good episode. Like we got to all hear things. I think we got to hear things from our partners that we had never really heard before either. You know, because I mean, at least, you know, Angel's husband and my husband are kind of quiet guys. They don't really say yay or nay. So it was like, oh, I heard that, you know. You know, and like, I'm sure it was awkward because, you know, the guys didn't really know all of us yet. So, but now, like, I think it would be
Or each
different if we,
other, the
yeah, or
guys
each
didn't know each
other.
other.
And now, like, it's like a family. So I think it'd be more comfortable now if we were to do it again because, you know, everybody's like a giant family here now.
Yeah, and we've all went through shit together now. So it's like there's
Exactly.
more of a bond.
Exactly. So, you know, it'd be a lot different to have that. But I think that episode actually helped a lot of people that did watch it. 'Cause I know we've had a few comments about on it about, you know, well, my partner wasn't on the fence or, you know, what didn't have an opinion until they watched it, or, you know, now I know how they actually feel because of this episode. Like that episode actually helped a lot of people to be able to talk to their partners about it.
Because I think what helped was that all three of our relationships represented kind of a different type of relationship that one could have. My relationship with Clyde, we've always been very open, and he practices himself. So that's one form. We could be very open. We're always very open with each other. With Randy and her husband, he didn't really practice. I mean, he has some pagan beliefs, but not really very seriously deep into that. But it was kind of like she did her thing, and he just kind of like was on the side there, knowing that she was doing something, but not really what. And then you had Angel and her husband, who, really was like had no involvement whatsoever in her practice and was just like no clue. And
Like you
so I think
guys,
it
I don't
represented a
remember.
lot of potential,
Yeah, and with
potential
my
different
husband,
relationships.
it actually wasn't even kind at first. His I don't remember what episode it was that I said it on, but I told the story of how I told of how I told him, and the very first thing he did, the very first word out of his mouth was no. Like he said no, like that's what he said. He just said very nonchalantly no,
And
and I
by the
was
way,
like,
that
"What?"
wasn't an answer to a question. That was literally just a no.
Yeah,
This is what
no.
I'm
I
doing.
literally no. All I said was, "Hey, I practice witchcraft," or "Hey, I'm a witch," something like that. And then he just looked at me and said no, and went back to doing what he was doing. Like he's just like what he's just like what he probably thought I was just saying some weird shit randomly because there was no context. I just randomly said it one night. We were just sitting there chilling and he just said no and went back to doing what he was doing, probably playing Tetris or some shit. And yeah, so it wasn't even that he was standoffish about it. He just didn't accept it at first. And I was like, what do you mean no? And he was just like, no. The
But see, here's the
fuck?
thing, like on that episode, to hear from all three of them say whatever made us happy and it wasn't hurting them or anyone else, they did not give a shit what the hell we did. And that was
Yeah.
awesome. Like, we don't care.
Because from day one, though, and this is how I knew like he loved me regardless of whatever weird shit I was on at the time. Because from day one, even when he was like, no, I'd be like, I need this book, and he would look at it, he would see exactly what the hell it was, and he would still buy it. So
Yeah.
yeah. It's okay. He loves me.
Yes. And now we get the whole, please go do this or don't do that. Don't
Yeah.
do that.
No. Oh, I got a fun story real quick. This Bella, it has to do with sports a little bit, but it is woo-woo, so relax.
Week.
So everybody knows that we've discussed Tom Brady and his my wife is a witch. She has me do this and this and this. And so it's kind of a joke because he looks younger now than when he started. When he first started, he looked like a dad. He had a dad bod and shit. Now he looks 20 years younger than when he started. And recently he asked another player, like, hey, I'll trade you I forgot, was it my ring? I think it was like, I'll trade you one of my rings for your youth. And so he was kind of like freaked out about that. So, and you know, Taylor Swift claims to be a witch. So we were watching the playoffs, and the Chiefs is who she's dating, one of the Chiefs. So she
Yes.
was there. And so I was being funny talking to Brandy, and I was like, I was like, maybe she is a witch.
Right.
I was like, maybe she is a witch because they won. And so my team, the Niners, is also going to the Super Bowl to play against them. So I told Brandy, I was like, me and you got to team up and see who's stronger, us or her.
Yes.
And then I took it further and I was like, everybody thinks they're going to be watching the Super Bowl, but they're actually watching the Woo Woo Bowl. Let's see whose woo woo is stronger this year.
Yes, we're gonna
If
see who.
Taylor Swift wins, I'm retiring. You're never going to hear my voice on this show again because I'm going to be so embarrassed that I got out woo-wooed by that weird ass bitch.
Yes. Those are our conversation during the playoffs. Yeah, that was a fun football game at your house.
Yeah, it was fun. Oh, yeah. The playoff game that I won to, or that my team won to go to the Super Bowl was against my husband's team. So it was a fun day. I had to sit there and act like I wasn't happy.
Okay, you went and did your you took a shower.
Yeah, shower woo-woo. It's a running joke now for football. If your team is down, go do shower woo-woo and then come back.
Yes.
So now, so my husband, he whenever a game is coming on, he's like, I will turn the water off to this house. Because
You go and
he
mess this
knows.
up.
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
Like
that
I
was so
said,
funny.
he knows what's up now. Now it's kind of, yeah, he knows what's up. So
Oh, that's
fun times.
season 3. You guys will know what my favorite episode is from season 3 because I've said it before, and that's when we got to do the episode on the Satanic Panic,
Yes.
because you know that was my time.
Clyde
So.
said he'll team up with us. I think he's talking about doing Super Bowl woo-woo. Yes,
Yes. Yes.
take down T
Yes.
Swift.
God. We're doing this.
Wow.
We're doing
We're
this next
doing
this
this.
weekend. We're doing this next weekend.
Anyways, sorry, this is getting wildly out of control. This is what happened when witches watch football.
Yes. Welcome to
Bella's like, I don't
the
care. Shut up. Can we move on? Tammy
all have lost your mind.
I may have to watch the Super Bowl this year.
Yes.
Oh
It's
shit.
okay. It's not like the Satanic Panic was a big, historical event or anything.
Didn't we have Pan-Pan on for
Bella's like,
the
I
Satanic
hate you.
Didn't we have Pan-Pan on that episode too? For a Satanic Panic episode? Yeah, didn't we?
Maybe.
I don't think
Yes.
so. Did we?
No, I don't know if
No,
we
I don't
had
think
her
so.
on specifically for
No,
an
I
episode,
think
but
we've but we've had conversations about
Yeah,
her.
we've had that
Yeah.
conversation with her.
And her story, never mind. I'm not gonna talk about that.
Now, in
But
season 4, we did an episode talking about working with demons, and that was the first time that Jason was a guest,
yes.
and that's how he kind of moved into our group and became our
That was
brother.
back when I used to call him Professor Demon. Because I could listen. Jason, if you're here, I love you, but your name was hard as fuck for me to remember. So I just, Dr. Demon, because I know you're here to talk about demons and you seem to know like all of it. So I was just like, all right. That's what we're rolling with.
Yeah.
So you were Dr. Demon for a while, Jason.
Yeah, that was funny.
And now he's our little brother.
Yes.
And we'll beat you up over him.
And we had a really fun episode when we talked about twin flames and soulmates and soul
Oh, I think
spells.
that was the
That one.
one episode I had gone the hell off on for the first time.
I think so. I think that was your coming out party.
That was my coming
Yeah.
out episode because I was already talking shit about it for like a month before because of Amino posts and shit. And I was like, oh my God.
Well, and I think that you had been approached by a few customers too about, I want to talk about my twin flame. Who's my twin flame? Can I get a
Yes.
reading on my twin flame?
For some reason, I had multiple people, like I already, like they were established, clients already because, they were their old childhood friends and stuff. And like the twin flame and soulmate thing was starting to be a big trend then. And like every other day or every weekend, they were coming to me asking for a reading. Am I gonna find my soulmate? Am I gonna find my twin flame? I was like, bitch, you just had your twin flame like 3 weeks ago, yesterday, and this morning. Come on. So yeah, that was a great episode. So thanks, guys. Even though you don't
Season
know who the hell I'm talking
five.
to. Ooh.
Season five is when we learned about the volume comes in colors.
Yes.
We had season five, episode says seven, with our guest was Jay, who our little Texas or Southern pagan, or Southern Norse pagan.
Who's absolutely
And
terrified of witchcraft?
we did mythology story time,
That's
and
also
that's
one of the
where
episodes that I hate. I like it, but I also hate it the most because it showcases my awkwardness on a fucking pedestal. When I talk to mostly men, I giggle a lot, and it's not because I'm flirting. It's like I'm hella anxious. I'm trying not to die. So a lot of it, like that's another reason I have a hard time listening back to some of the older episodes. I'm a lot more calm now. But there was a point in time where I was very, very, very uncomfortable talking to guests.
yeah,
Yeah,
and
that's true.
you were, but
It was super fucking awkward.
and now you take over interviews.
Sometimes, and
Right.
sometimes it's still
Jackie
very,
just
very,
takes
very
over.
awkward. And sometimes I still make it super fucking awkward.
It's okay.
So, I would like to be able to have more guests kind of, branch out a little bit, do some collabs with some other channels. I think there's some channels that are subscribers to our channel. So if you're watching this, you're listening to this, we'd love to do a collaboration with you or have you on as a guest or do a video together or something. I think that would be awesome.
That really would be, especially knowing that we do have a few bigger channels that do follow us, which is
Yeah. Awesome.
really awesome.
Surprising.
It's surprising and really awesome. Like, so it's like I can't remember who follows us exactly that's bigger than us, but like there's a couple of them that are bigger, and it would be great to just like sit there and pick their brains. Even if it's just
Yeah.
like a during the week video and not an actual episode.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, if you're listening, email us, leave a comment or send us an email or something. For
Yeah.
sure. Or we might reach out to you.
Yeah.
And as
Well,
always, every single season, we are, if there's anything that you want to hear about or something that we've discussed that you might want to revisit, drop a comment, drop an email,
yeah,
message
because
us.
I've
It's
really
always been
liked
that
that.
way.
Nah. Well, and I've noticed like More recently, we've gotten more suggestions and more questions and comments asking for just suggestions or questions. And that actually helps. I know it helps me a lot to create content.
Be patient with us, and I think I've said this before. Every suggestion that we get, we have a topics list. It goes on our topics list. But when we're going to get to it, our topics list is pretty damn long, which is good. We have a lot of content. Trying to squeeze in the time to do it, just bear with us. But if you've given us a suggestion, I promise you it's on our topics list. We will get to it at some point.
Yeah, we will. We just have like literally a ton of suggestions, so we're sitting there going through them.
There was someone who asked for a video on corpse water. I've got that on the topics list, but I've got a few other things that I promised that I would get there out there before. So it's like number four priority right now.
Yeah,
But
and actually,
right.
I think we had a request from like one of the first three seasons that's still kind of on hold because timing is hard. We got three different people living three different lives. People got jobs and businesses to run and kids and family and trying I can't, I at this point I don't even remember who asked for it, but they wanted to really see what a working looked like when we were working together versus how we would have done it separately. And I think that's an
Yeah.
amazing idea. It's just hopefully you understand that, we're in three different locations, two different time zones, and have a lot of shit going on. So as great as that idea is, and we do want to do it, we've actually, I think, planned it out at least twice, and then things just
Oh
kind of
yeah.
happen.
It
You know,
doesn't
so
it's not forgotten. It goes on our
yeah.
list, and that list is like a permanent list.
Yeah,
Even
like
after
I
we've
don't,
done a
nothing's
video,
been
it still stays
deleted.
on the
Yeah.
list.
Yep.
Yeah. We have so much on there, and like a lot of them are suggestions from people. 'Cause I know we got a suggestion on Instagram actually the other day. Well, Bella did on her "What should Bella talk about next?" post. So we got that.
And I
It was
still haven't done a live. I haven't done a, that was for me doing a live, and I still haven't done one.
yes. Yeah,
Bad me. Bad me.
and I plan on starting to do my lives again. I'm not
Yeah.
gonna just say it's like an astrology hour thing. It'll just be, I don't know, whatever angel feels like doing that day.
Right.
Also, if you're looking for ways to like really help our growth, share us. Make sure you like and subscribe, comment. If we're live, hop in the chat. Even if you don't say much, say hi, send an emoji. All of the interactions help, all of them in different ways. So, some people are really shy and then maybe they don't want to see their screen name in there or something. Fine. Give us a like, send us to somebody. Subscribe. Another thing too is we have once in the past kind of played with it. I plan on taking this way more serious. If you are subscribed, you get it, turn on your notifications. Because if you, I'm going to start doing more giveaways, but it's going to be for the people who show up while we're live. It's going to be like a notification gang type thing. So if you're subscribed, make sure your notifications are on. That way, when we start rolling these things out, you can partake because we've done like two giveaways and they're actually like really easy to win right now because, it's a lot of like low entry. So make sure you're giving yourself an opportunity. We give out good gifts.
For sure.
And there's always extras in there. Whenever I've done a giveaway, whatever I say the giveaway is, there's always a little something extra in there too. So make sure if you're not subscribed, subscribed or subscribe. And if you are subscribed, turn like hit the little bell notification, turn those on. That way you can actually see us when we're live. So when we do that, you'll have an opportunity to get that stuff. Because we've done books, we've done all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have. We've done a couple of good things and stuff like that. So yeah, that'd be fun. So, oh.
So, and same thing for our shorts, if you have any recommendations or requests for our shorts. let us know.
Yes, because those will be going, those go on TikTok and YouTube shorts. So if you have ideas that you want to see or something, let us know. That'd be fun. That'll give me and Bella new ideas and stuff to work on for you all.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, do we have any other memories we want to bring up right now?
I do not. It's always fun to go down memory lane with this. But if you guys have watched or listened to some of the older episodes, let us know which ones have been your favorite or maybe a topic that you heard that you want us to revisit and
Yeah.
update.
Yeah. 'Cause I've my stances on a lot of things have changed.
Absolutely.
Well, also times have changed, you know. So
Yes.
what we discussed, you know, say 3 years ago, things may be different today. This is
Yep.
just life circumstances. The world is different today.
It really
If
is.
you guys check our live chat replay, if you're not there, if you're not here right now, if you check our live chat replay, we have evidence that we give out good gifts because
Yeah.
somebody left a nice, amazing comment in our chat. So you should check out the
Yes.
chat. Clyde said he liked season 3, episode 7. I don't know what that is off the top of my head.
I think that's his episode.
Probably, huh?
Probably.
Have to
That's
go look and see which one that is.
Also, I was going to read this earlier, but we were talking and kind of going good, and I wanted to read this. So, one of our good followers who's constantly interacting, and I cannot tell you how much we appreciate you. Like, thank you so much for being a good follower, Tammy, and just you're always there. But she says, props to you all for being brave. It's all I can do to talk in the chat. And yeah, you know, it does take a lot to kind of put yourself out there and talk about these things on social platforms where people can see you. And like I said, you know, not everybody's going to be comfortable in chat. It's fine. We get it. But,
Exactly.
you know, support how you can. Anything helps, and we really do appreciate it.
Very
But with
much so.
that,
Bella, talk about your book real quick.
Oh yeah, book,
Well,
book,
there's
book.
nothing to talk about. It's not done yet.
No, the one you put out, your ebook you put out, ma'am, during
Oh,
our break.
I forgot.
You put
I
out an ebook. Talk about that before we end.
forgot. So I put out an ebook titled what's the title again?
Oh,
Oh
ma'am.
wow, here you go. This is horrible.
This is really, really horrible.
She just put this out.
Not you
Okay.
putting her on the spot when she's not ready.
It's called The
Right.
New Witch's Guide: Easy Spells, Rituals, and Tips.
Yeah, so it's a pretty short ebook. It's something really truly just geared towards new witches. The books that we put out before, those are, you know, basically geared towards new witches, but you know, there's some things in there that I think experienced witches can benefit from. But this one truly, I think experienced witches will find this way too basic. But for a new witch, it's going to give you some foundations, also some it's kind of a starter packet, give you some I give out a few spells and a few rituals that you can try. So check it out. It just comes in an ebook. It does not come in a hardcover. So give it a shot. Check it out, and maybe we can put the link down below in the description.
Absolutely.
It's an
Also,
ebook and the
I am
Kindle.
working
on a book that I'm hoping to have published in the next couple of weeks, and that is 100 Ways to Practice Witchcraft Incognito Style. So this is for not just broom closet witches. It's also for witches that are not necessarily afraid to be who they are and won't deny it, but certainly don't want to advertise it, you know. So there's people who practice that are in, you know, professional roles, that are in leadership roles, probably not the best thing that they openly advertise what they do, because although it is more accepted, it is still not very generally accepted. And so I try, I'm creating a book where I try to give really creative ways to practice where it's not really going to be noticeable that you're practicing. And so hopefully, like I said, that will be out and published in the next couple of weeks.
Also, Clyde clarified, he said, no, it's not his episode. It's science and magic and witchcraft.
Sorry.
Sorry, we all assumed.
Yeah. No, that was a good
That
episode,
was.
because for me personally, I definitely like to incorporate scientific theories and facts, and guesses. Now, some of it may be considered pseudoscience, but some of it is actual true science, and I like to incorporate that in the magical practice because, let's face it. I mean, science today was, some of it was magic a
Back
few
then.
hundred years ago, even.
Yep.
Okay. On that
Alrighty.
note,
Well,
thank you everybody for joining.
don't forget to follow us on Patreon. That's where we're most active. If you notice a little lull and stuff, we were on break. Give us a break.
Yes. So we will have stuff up this week. So there'll be free stuff for those who just follow and paid stuff for those who subscribe, pay for subscription. So there you go.
All right.
All right. Well,